Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe and Mel Garcia.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That, Ron Say with Mel Garcia. Mel, we've got some great news for a lot of sports fans out there. It's Super Bowl weekend coming up.
Yes.
LeBron James broke Kareem Abdul's all-time leading scorer record in the NBA with a victory last night. Congratulations for LeBron.
Even though he cried like a baby, it's all right.
Well, there's a lot of people there. And, you know, I heard that the ticket prices were outrageous. $17,000 a ticket or something like that.
Wow.
I think I would have been better off watching the game at home.
I would much rather had a championship. But anyway.
And if you were at the Dodger Fan Fest last week, you heard the Dodgers announced that they're going to be retiring Fernando Valenzuela's number. Congratulations.
Yes.
And that ceremony, I'm told, will be taking place in August. And, you know, it's a great honor for him.
That must be cool. So, you know what else? This is the 50th anniversary of you and the most successful infield in baseball history. The Dodgers got to be making a big chingadetta about that.
Well, it's June 23rd, but there haven't
right.
there hasn't been.
2 days before my birthday.
Oh.
I'm taking my girlfriend. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of a memorial bobblehead or something for it, right?
Well, not at this moment. No,
Tell?
I haven't heard. No, I as of right now, there isn't any plans to do that. So
souvenir cup?
Can't answer any of that.
Wow.
So anyway, we certainly
50 years, most 8 years.
Yeah, it's a silver anniversary. It is, in fact, the most successful infield in
Major League
history. Yeah, and
Lopes.
Well, maybe
you. Garvey. Yes.
Maybe there'll be plans later on to down the road.
That's wrong. That's just wrong.
Well, anyway, we certainly have a fun show coming up. We're thrilled that we'll finally get to the Super Bowl after waiting for 2 weeks and getting everybody's predictions. And I'm sure that our guest will have something to say about those predictions and his thoughts. Of course, we all picked Kansas City last week with Larry Kahn, and it'll be interesting. But Kareem Abdul. I still, I grew up in the time that he was Lou Alcindor and followed his career greatly and became friends over a period of time. And he has been at Dodger Stadium a number of different times, and as has our next guest who's going to be here with us.
Fred Dreyer.
We will be back with We'll See About That right after this. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at bfffinancial.com. Balance7.com.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping, plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word FRED.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
They still call me the Penguin.
Hello, everyone. We're back. We'll see about that. We have a very special guest who has been an American actor, a radio host, a screenwriter, and a professional football player, a defensive end for 13 years. He played with the Giants and the Rams, a first-round draft pick in 1969, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome to the show, Fred.
Thanks, guys, very much. Mel, great to see you. Nice outfit, by
Thank
the way.
I accessorize for you, brother.
Yeah. And Ron, it's always a pleasure to see you. If not at third base, it's always great to see you hovering wherever you are.
Well, I know we've run into each other a number of times downstairs at Dodger Stadium, but those days have passed. But I want.
Do they still have the buffet working there?
I'm sure they probably do, but I haven't been there. I haven't been there for since last. It'd be May, I guess.
Oh, you are you.
I'm not employed by the Los Angeles Dodgers anymore.
Oh, well, I'd explain.
I could help them, but this is fun listening.
But they're not paying you, but are they giving you buffet privileges?
I haven't had a request to show up or
join them. He took his parking pass away, too. I'm just saying.
I have not. Growing up in Southern California, local guy, Lawndale High School. Eventually went to San Diego State by way of El Camino College. You're in a number of different Hall of Fames, and you played for Don Coryell at San Diego State and won 2 national championships, if I remember right.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. The toughest thing for a young kid, kind of finding himself in the sports world, if you go out, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, in my case, it's football, you got to get lucky with the people that you associate yourself with who say they can place you and get you into the right lane so you you don't make a mistake, a blunder of trying to get a scholarship somewhere to play someplace. And my luck came in when I was recruited by John Madden. Put that down on your page.
John Madden.
So, the people that I came in with was John Madden at San Diego State. He was the defensive coach.
Rod Dauhauer was the quarterback's wide receiver coach. Joe Gibbs was the offensive line coach. And we had Sid Hall. He was in there. Ernie Zampezi was the defensive back.
Wow.
Ernie was the offensive coordinator for all of the great Super Bowl teams over the last several years. He passed away here just not too long ago. But Don Coryell was our head coach.
He's the only one that didn't get a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I learned an awful lot about football. You know, you think you know a little bit because you play. Not necessarily true. But I had a real good I had good teachers that taught me really the fundamental basic skills of playing defensive right end, playing defensive line, understanding what my job was, not you know how many tackles I made, but how to actually be a great teammate and to do it right. And one of the things we'll talk about when we get into the Super Bowl and up into the professional ranks, all of that type of teaching has softened and in some instances gone away. They don't if we were to watch a game together, you could see what actually is not being done at the line of scrimmage. I pick Kansas City because I think they are a good enough defensive line to be able to handle Philadelphia, and they're very good. But you want to be able to control the line of scrimmage, and the team that does that will be coupled with, the responsibility of not making any mistakes.
Down to fundamentals.
And going down there to play the line of scrimmage the best you can play it and keep it throughout the game. You know, so but anyway, so my take on all of this stuff was I was surrounded by great people, and I'm in second position when it comes to all of that stuff that you get, you know, rewards you get out of stuff. You know, if it wasn't for John Madden and Don Coryell and all those great teachers. I wouldn't be in a position to be so grateful, you know.
Well, it certainly does help. I always felt that, you know, our coaching staff with the Dodgers was first rate too.
And, yeah.
It does help.
Weren't the Dodgers known as the great teaching farm system?
Well, I think Al Campanis wrote a book entitled "The Dodgers' Way to Play Baseball."
That's right,
and it was pretty basic, fundamental book, and it taught you just the things that you thought you might learn on the way up, as you eliminate, you know, the people, you know, in this pyramid and rise to the top, and mm-hmm. now you get to the top, and you have to understand how you got there, and how you succeeded. And, right. You know, a lot of people, if you're bigger, stronger, faster, whatever, you just mauled people on the way to the top. You don't know how to you do it. If you face your equal talent, the smarter guy's going to win.
Usually that's true. You know, I'm in baseball, the object is to field, throw, catch, five-tool type
right.
of a player. Football is
just
oftentimes... it's speed and quickness over power and strength,
right.
You know, and I learned an awful lot about that. You know, I played 13 years in the league at 225 pounds.
That's a small guy. Not today, right?
That's a quick guy.
That's a quick guy.
Yeah. It was quickness and speed.
Nobody got around that end.
And technique. Well, they didn't, you know, I feel thankful for Madden and all those coaches that taught me real well.
Yeah. You know, you had a couple of records. You had two safeties in one game, which is a national mm-hmm. Football record still mm-hmm. standing today.
That's how I became the Sultan of Safeties, Ron.
That's okay. That's good. right?
Right, Mel?
Yes.
You were an All-Pro in 1975, and I'd like to walk you back a little bit and share your feelings with the only touchdown. Relive that, your only touchdown.
That was in Philadelphia.
It was. Yeah. How far did you run?
It was Monday night.
Monday night football.
Yeah, I think it was.
You're waiting for the big stage.
No, Roman Gabriel was their quarterback. He just left the Rams.
Oh, wow.
And they traded him to Philadelphia, and he made a great transition. He was really doing well in Philly, but we went there Monday night, and it was a dump off screen to his left. That's where I am.
You tricked him.
And the ball, when he threw it, the ball stuck in my mask.
Oh,
no.
It stuck right in my mask.
You really didn't catch it?
So I'm like this.
With the
ball sticking out of my face.
Oh, my God.
And some guy said, maybe you want to run?
How far did you run?
28 yards.
28 yards.
And, yeah. Okay, celebration?
Your celebration. What was it?
I know.
So, spin the ball?
No.
Throw it in the stands?
I spiked.
You spiked?
Nice.
What was this, 70?
You rolled the dice.
Was this 73?
You rolled the dice.
It was 73.
You didn't let somebody else celebrate with you?
They all ran down there and jumped on me and pushed me underneath the end zone.
They were too busy trying to get the ball out of his helmet.
Exactly.
Well, that sounds like fun. I mean, you probably wish you'd have scored more, right?
It's good to score.
It's good to score. It is good to score. We're going to talk more about you being the sack leader before sacks was even recognized in the next segment. And I also want to get your personal experience of the Super Bowl that you played with the Steelers. So when we return, we will hear more about that from Fred Dreyer. We'll see you back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Hello, Ron Save.
Hello, everyone, and we are back. We'll see about that. Ron Say here again with Mel Garcia and our special guest, All-Pro Ram, Fred Dreyer.
Yes.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Better known as Rick Hunter. Rick Hunter. You remember that? Does that ring a bell?
Hunter,
a little bit?
Hunter.
Sounds very violent.
Cars, badges.
Violence.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about Rick Hunter a little bit later because you are the man. But I want to get your feelings about not only the Super Bowl, but your sack record that wasn't even officially recognized until 1982.
Yeah, this was a huge oversight because so many. The big gripe was when I came into the Giants in '69. I had a clause in my contract for sacks. It took me like 3 or 4 years to realize that they weren't nobody's counting.
Yeah, I ran into a similar thing when I set a rookie record for RBIs and never heard it was a rookie record, you know, until it was after the fact that I negotiated the contract.
It pisses you off?
Yeah, a little bit. But your Super Bowl experience playing the Steelers, they were a monster team back then, with Bradshaw.
Yeah, they really were. They're all the offensive linemen. You know, it was like a steroid city. Yeah, all these guys were just huge, and this was January of 80, I guess, for the 79 season, and. It's always great playing against the best, you know. Yeah. And they were that. We played them very well. We did our film breakdown and we saw there's things in that we could exploit, and we did. But they hit two passes from a playbook of 4 years ago. You know, they were offensively stunted.
Yeah.
You know, we did a pretty decent job defensively.
That was the one to Lynn Swann?
That was Stallworth.
Stallworth.
John Stallworth.
Yeah.
I can see that play still.
Yeah, and
you guys were in there.
It was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. The ball just went right over.
Right.
Johnson?
Pat Thomas and... Rod Perry's fingertips. And, you know, there's nothing you do.
No, nothing at all.
You can't get taller all of a sudden.
And then, you know, Vince got uniforms confused.
Yeah, Vince was really great. He was coming off the field after an interception. He's scratching his helmet. I said, the ram horns. Throw it to the guy with the ram horns. Vinny was good. He was really good.
I love him. He's
and then
guy.
Frank Corral, he choked right. the first extra point. And we scored first, and it was 7-0. We go, okay, this is unfolding nicely. And then end zone, there were behind the Ram bench were all the gamblers. And they
got pissed.
I cannot tell you. I was down at the end, you know, because we had scored down there. And then I was kind of like, you know, congratulating everybody. And sure enough, Frank jerks the extra point. The people behind me, the gamblers behind me, I've never seen anything so ugly. It looked like a South American coup.
Did you guys have to protect Frank?
We completely ignored Frank. Frank was standing there all by himself.
We hardly know that guy.
Because you're going to have to. That's why we have it 19 points, not instead of 20. And so they won. They won. They 31-19. But with that point, it would have been 31-20.
It was much closer.
It would have been. We would have
covered.
Right. Yeah. So they chased Frank down the Pasadena Freeway.
What do you think would have happened with that guy that missed the four extra points in the Dallas game?
How about that?
Huh?
And
wow.
He was allowed to miss them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean,
he's allowed.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, you know,
he was able to go back out there on the fourth.
You know what's interesting about that is that everybody's making so much money, so much freaking money, that. That's okay. They'll tolerate that. We wouldn't have tolerated it.
Yeah, it's kind of the same way I was thinking about it. You know, after a while, it's like, you know, I see these guys who miss free throws and drop passes, and they get a high five or a slap, like, you know.
Yeah, hey, it's okay. We'll overcome that because we're so great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Were you a fan of training camps and stuff like that? You know, there's a friend of ours who was on the show here a couple of weeks ago. He was the one who put the Hard Knocks together. Does it go a little bit like that? I mean, is it just, you know, grueling? And
well, it all depends on your coach. Every team shows up and they, you know, go through the jumps. Once they stopped making training camp about teaching and establishing, you know, the discipline of fundamentals and skills, then it got so much money. The Players Association negotiated themselves out of careers.
Hmm.
They said, look, we want to be coached. Well, that went out the window for we want to make a lot of money, and we want the right to have, cell phone breaks during camp. And, you know, they even had, you know, honestly, they even had now, they even have guys running off the field, you know, with cell phones after they make a play.
Yeah.
They talk to their social media on the sideline.
Wow.
So with that, you know, there's no parenting whatsoever by the league. There used to be coaches that would literally kick your ass off the field and tell you to go home, and we'll have the general manager call you and let you know what we want you to do. And, wow. And there was no reverence by players and coaches, with coaches, and it got to be no fun, because you knew that what was being negotiated was just more money.
The reverence
for people who wouldn't perform when they had to, if you were to drop the scale of salary today, exponentially with position by position, you know, I think the minimum is $1.5 million. I think the minimum pay is $1.5 million.
Wow. And, it's a lot of money.
And it's too much money.
Yeah.
And there's such a perversion of wealth, and I think it's destroyed the game. They invited us to come out, you know, Mike Horn and I. They said, come on out to the Ram training camp out in UC Irvine. So last year we went out there, and we're looking around, and I'm saying, where's – I said, give me that roster. So they gave me the roster. This is a preseason roster. And – I counted 23 coaches. There's 50.
Each one gets. Each player gets
50,
their own.
There's 50 freaking
football players.
And everything else is now.
Wow.
You know, you've got coaches standing around looking at watches, and they're, You know, they're doing
iPads.
They're just doing nothing. There's no coaching going on.
Now, does this go with your theory on injuries, on people aren't getting taught the fundamentals in these training camps, and that's why there's so much more injuries?
They keep making the same mistakes. Yeah. That's when you know you're got a big problem. There's no understanding. There's no crisp drill that I saw when I was out there. We went out there for 2 days, and there's no crisp understanding of their job descriptions.
Did you have a favorite player when you were growing up? Did you have a guy that you kind of modeled your game a little bit?
Yeah, it after? Was, oh, you know what I mean, as a defensive end?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it was local. There was Deacon Jones, and there was...
Fearsome, foursome all together.
Yeah, when I was a kid, you know, I went to my first Dodger game when I was 12 years old. And that was at the Coliseum the year they came in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing to see the configuration. But we had a real respect for the professional side of the sport, and I was raised that way, and it was a pretty good upbringing that way.
Enjoy playing in the Coliseum.
I like the Coliseum. I like the turf. I liked it. People said, "Well, it's not the roots aren't deep enough, and you know when it rains, okay." But it's still a great place. I think the best field I ever played on was the Rose Bowl.
Oh wow! Well, that's a spectacular place. You had some pretty good places to play, though. The Coliseum was magnificent as well.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be taking a short break here, and we'll be back with our special guest Fred Dreyer right after this.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. It's our ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles, and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me, like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep. So clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify. Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours, the decisions are yours.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers.
And welcome back to We'll See About That. And this day in Dodger history, brought to you by BFF Financial, is on February 11th, 2021. The Dodgers signed Trevor Bauer for $102 million.
Ouch.
And my question is, how's that going? As we know, the Dodgers have released him, and
I don't think he's been picked up as of yet, as far as I know. I think they are. I think I read they were on the hook for $32 million. And
yeah,
that,
wherever he goes, the Dodgers are going to have to pay.
And I think that matches their.
Is that like a Kevin Brown move?
More? That's a long time ago. Yeah, that's really a long time ago.
Didn't they know about
Bauer? That's what my question was. How do you not know that, you know?
No, but I think they talked to him about his interactions with social media and how there was language within his conversations with women. And they kind of knew that he was an oddball that way.
Yeah.
Well, they are on social media.
Well, yeah. Well, he walked around with a camera even into the dugout.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
In the clubhouse.
I can sure tell you a fact that if this player had been playing in our era of baseball, my wife would have wanted to know, who are you hanging out with on the road?
That's really
well.
Yes.
Anyway, Trevor Bauer is being paid. He's on his way to, somewhere else. But,
and if anybody's interested, I have a Trevor Bauer bobblehead. If anybody wants it, just let me know. It's in the box.
Okay, we are back again with. Now we're going to switch over, and we're going to be speaking to
movie star.
Yeah, movie star. You started out after your football career, I believe you were an analyst for the NFL for a brief period, and then here comes Hunter.
Wait a minute. We got to go to Scoops Berrigan before.
Scoops Berrigan?
No, Brannigan, actually.
Brannigan, yes.
Lance Renzel, my good teammate, wide receiver for the Rams, had an offer. Dick Schaap, the late, great Dick Schaap,
right?
Good friend of ours, he hired Lance to go to New Orleans to interview the players for Sport Magazine. And so Lance got the idea. There's a movie called Front Page.
Right.
And it had Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. And so the idea was, it was a period piece, so the idea was we would go to Hollywood Rentals, costume rentals, and rent those types of 20s, roaring 20s outfits, and fly to New Orleans, check into the hotel, really get hammered. Really get hammered, and then go over to Iberville and over to, you know, Canal Street, and kind of get into the flavor of everything. We took food from the buffet the next morning, stuck it in our pants, and then we got on the press bus. And when we got on the press bus, it all hit the fan. A lot of these press guys were really pissed off and upset that we were making fun of their jobs covering the Super Bowl. And so after a couple of drinks around 9:30 in the morning, just to level us out, we started we started arguments with the press, the national sports press. Yeah. He goes, "Hey, who?" He said, "Who are you?" You know, I said, "I'm somebody who knows your job a little bit closer than you'd like me to know." So,
yeah. And they never played.
That's an argument that of course they didn't play. You know, a lot of them maybe had experiences, you know, playing, you know, major, you know, American Legion ball. Maybe, you know, everybody has their upbringing and their come up in sports as a young person. So, Lance took the name Scoops Brannigan. Because we made these, we printed up press cards, stuck them in our hats, and I was Cubby Osweitzer, and so the two of us hit the buffet in the morning in the lobby of the Marriott Hotel before we got on the press bus to go to the first practice, which was the Minnesota Vikings. So we went there, and I had a list of questions. I won't go through all of them, but we had some good ones. One was to Jim Marshall. Jim, you mentioned that you were going to be up for the game. Does that mean you're going to take a cow bin full of amphetamines? So after we started asking these really stupid questions, meant to be stupid but fun, and the commissioner, the Dick Schaap came over to our room and said, "Roselle's downstairs, wants to talk to both of you right now." And I said, "Oh, okay." So I said, "Should we?" I said, I'm going to wear my outfit. I'm going to wear my outfit when I talk to the commissioner of the league." And he said, no, change your clothes. So we went down to the big party they had down there in the right off the bar, and there was the commissioner holding court, you know, 15 people deep, you know, hanging on every word he said. So he looks up and sees me and gives me the old "come over here." So Lance and I show up, and he's twirling his drink, staring at us, saying, "What? Where did you get this idea to do this?" I said, "Dick Schaap." He didn't know that Dick Schaap had hired us.
Oh my God!
So everybody loved Dick.
Yeah.
And so the next thing you know, he says, "Are you guys? You guys are pretty close to being done, aren't you?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, we got a lot of information. We're okay. We can have a nice evening, nice dinner, and then and pack away our clothes and not be seen again if you want." And he just said, "That's a good idea. Why don't you do that?" So we had a lot of fun doing that, and then that was about a year or two before I retired, and then I got a job working as a color commentator for CBS Sports, and I did that for a year, and I liked it, and I improved over the course of the season, but I was still living the life of an athlete. You know, still getting on an airplane at Friday at 8 o'clock in the morning to fly to Boston, to check into a hotel. I just said, I don't want to do it. I can't. I don't want to do this anymore. So I didn't do it. I went back to acting class. So
good move.
So I said, "You know something? I kind of feel more comfortable here. You know, what's going to come out of this, I can't tell you. I don't know what's going to come out of it, but I know there's something about it that I identify with, and that's what I'm going to do." And my agent just said, they want to give you a 3-year extension on the on the TV color commentating. And I said, God bless him, but I'm out. I'm checking out. So I went back to school, and I went back to school for about 5 years. And I felt real good about when it came time to my agent says, okay, we got some roles here that we're going to send you out on. So I said, let's go. And that was the day I kind of admitted, hey, I'm an actor now. I'm not a football player.
You got that close to getting Cheers, man. You were almost out alone.
It's really funny. Those guys, I knew the Cheers guys while I was still playing for the Rams, and I would go over and see them, and they said, we got this show called Cheers, and we'd be interested in you playing Sam Malone if it came down to that. Would you quit football? I said, I've got 2 years left on my contract, but I would quit if I got that job. And of course, they set up this big audition sequence. William Devane was teamed up with an English woman, English actress, as one possibility. Ted Shelley Long.
Shelley Long.
It was one, and then I was teamed up with another girl who was shorter than everybody else. So they went for the tall joke, they went that way. I was kind of like a hint that they weren't that serious about me, but it came down to Ted and me. Ted got it. He did a fantastic job. And then
Dave Richards came.
About a year, within a year later, I got the 100 job.
Wow.
So.
What a show.
There it is.
You know. That thing just, all of a sudden, women were much more interested in you than just football fans.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> Of course.
Yeah.
So we had a real good time, and I got married in 79, and 82.
Okay,
82
to a Playboy bunny.
I got married
to a Playboy bunny.
Yeah, and I got married, and then within that year we had a daughter. And the day my daughter was born was the day we were shooting the Hunter pilot downtown.
Okay.
Big shootout. And a lot of things happened in 83, 84 that was changed my life, all for the better.
Oh.
And, then you just get up in the morning, put one foot in front of the other, and...
And Stephanie Kramer was your.
She was co-star. Was my co-star, and she was great. We had a lot. We had fun. You know, you can get hurt. You know, if you don't have the right person in a series like that.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of daily pressure that, you know, everybody's nervous because it's, you know, there's a lot at stake.
Yeah,
and so Stephanie was really good. She was really a trooper, and we got along real well. And
so smart of you.
My wife would show up with our baby, and the girls would play with the baby, and you know we would have lunch, and you know life was good here in California.
Well, you certainly had a terrific 7 years with Stephen Cannell, your executive producer, and.
And then you rebooted it. You owned it. You owned the reboot, right? You did that yourself, the TNN?
I had a profit participation. It's like in sports, you know, everybody gets a piece of the profits. You don't get to own the copyright of the team, you know.
Got it. Okay, we'll be back with our last segment right after this.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be just fine.
Hey, say, how you doing it?
One game at a time.
Okay, we are back for our final segment, and thanks for listening to One Game at a Time, the number one hit in Vero Beach in the spring of probably 1976.
Those royalties still keep on coming in.
Yeah, they do. There's, like I said, you know, I there was 29 worldwide sold, and I think I have 25 of them. And we have cassettes as well. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, there you are.
Yeah, and hey, I
no
gotta
cassette
tell
players,
you.
But yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, we are in our last segment. It's a short one, and I want to get to the Super Bowl. There are similarities here that are kind of eerie. Comparisons: 546 points, 16-3 record, 6 Pro Bowl selections, and a player named Kelce. And their 2 quarterbacks are NFL MVP candidates. That's it. They're even. Who wins the Super Bowl? And if it goes to overtime and they play out that quarter, that is, you know, that one quarter, it doesn't end in a tie, does it?
No.
Not anymore.
No, there's no ties.
Yeah. So what happens if it goes to OT? They play through another quarter. What happens?
They just keep
that?
Playing.
Another OT?
They just keep playing.
Yeah, for that game. They keep playing.
It's the only way. I think in playoffs, the only time they do.
Well, there's no way you can score points if you don't play.
Yeah, exactly.
The head coaches fight to the death.
Well, that might happen. You know,
they have a bake-off followed by a
penalty kick?
No, followed by a lunch with the flag football guys.
There you go. Oh.
That's
so
rough.
You liked the NFL All-Star game this year.
Oh, I'm sure I did.
Battle of the Network Stars.
I you know what I do? You know what I do when I don't want to, when I want to close anything out, I don't look at it, so it gets in. I don't want to, I don't want that crap.
The visual just trapped in
me.
There.
I don't want that in me. I don't want to realize that the NFL has allowed the process to stop there.
At least it wasn't touch football.
Oh God.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Fred, it's always a pleasure
to
meet.
Thank you.
Have you here with us.
Yeah, good.
All the success, continued success to you.
Your new show, your radio show here on CRN, too?
Yeah, he's going on after us. And,
yeah, right after you guys.
We have Shep Gordon joining us next week. This is a very talented guy with lots of stories. Please join us next week. Thanks for having us.